So 15 years, have you had any slip-ups? How do you stay sober? Do you have any desire, like, ever? I would imagine there's got to be some hiccups here and there.
So, no, here's the thing. So June 10th of this year, it'll be 16 years since I've drank or done drugs or anything. I can honestly say that from the moment that I had that conversation with him, it was almost like the desire completely left. Because ultimately what I was just always looking for is I was looking for a solution. And the plan that he, little did I know then, but the plan that he ultimately helped me put together, which was a plan of self-discovery, was a far greater and more powerful medicine than drugs and alcohol ever was. And I always tell people that like, for instance, people who deal with food is medicine for them. You know, food, that dealing with stress is medicine. So you can't just tell an addict to not drink, or you can't just tell, you know, a food addict not to eat. Different than how they should be eating to live, unless you have an equal or greater medicine to offer them.
Right.
He introduced me to the most powerful medicine that I've ever experienced in my life, far greater than any drug that I ever did, any drunk that I ever experienced, that the desire left. And I can't even imagine today. I can't imagine today being drunk or being high. I would almost feel like that if I drank, a great part of me would die. And that's that spiritual part that I've developed over the years, because that's all I ever lacked. That's all I ever really wanted. But I just didn't know.